All right. Welcome to our podcast debrief. My name is Kara.
My name is Raven.
My name is Nathan.
And my name is Aaron.
And first off, we're going to start with sharing your podcast with others and discussing the following items. So the first question is, what did you investigate?
Technology in the art classroom.
Technology in the history classroom.
I did technology in math classrooms, specifically with high school students.
So I investigated technology with students with disabilities and elementary students. All right. Second question, what type of podcast did you record?
Mine was scripted, but we kind of just had our words wrote down, so in case we got nervous.
Mine was also scripted, but I tried to not use the script. I kind of used it as a jump off of what to talk about.
Mine was scripted, but we tried to go off script as much as possible, and we also interviewed a couple teachers who are currently teaching math classes in high schools and compared whatever research we had found to their answers, and then a lot of it was just off-the-cuff discussion about their answers and how they compared throughout, and a lot of what we talked about in it wasn't stuff we never actually scripted because, you know, you come up with more stuff on the spot than we actually had wrote down.
So my podcast, we didn't really have a script. We had more of a layout. So like first we had like an intro where we introduced ourselves, and then one of us would talk about an article, and then as soon as we got finished talking about the article, we left room for people to have comments or ask questions. So we kind of did like the back and forth, article, comment, and then we went on to our interview questions, and we asked actually the philosophy questions to one another. And then we wrapped it up with some key points and summarizing. All right, so the third question is, how did you record and edit it?
My group, we used the app called Anchor, and we tried to edit it with some music in the background, and then we ended up completely losing the whole, like, 60-minute podcast. So we had to, like, completely start over. So we had no music the next time.
Oh my gosh, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
See, I used Anchor, and I did add a little bit of music. Luckily, it didn't delete. I'm so glad because I didn't know how to do it again. But I didn't really edit like anything else. I just added a little bit of music to it.
I planned on using one of the mics I use for a lot of vocal recording, an actual professional mic, but the mic stand broke when I was bringing it to class, so I ended up just using a vocal recording app on my phone, and then I edited it with Adobe Premiere.
So we just use voice memos on my Mac. We didn't edit, but I did hear somebody that had music to theirs, and it was really cool, and I wish we would have, but we didn't, though. All right, fourth question is, what challenges did you run into, and how did you overcome those challenges?
I think some of the challenges my group had was, the first time we did it, we did not have a script, and so there was a lot of awkward pausing, and people forgot what they were talking about and just, like, lost their train of thought. And then a challenge had been the music completely run to our first podcast, and we had to, like, completely redo it. So it was actually for the better, though. The second one turned out much, much better.
When I ran into some problems, I had a partner originally, and our schedules, like, it just didn't work out. Like, I had some stuff to do. He showed up, and we ended up having to try and push it back. And I think he forgot that Sunday that we were meeting up. So I was sitting at the library, didn't have a partner. I was like, where's my partner? So I ended up having to scrap the idea of doing two people and then just doing one. And I had to take so many other articles and kind of add it. So I made a script for two people, and I had to add more to make it for one, but I think it turned out pretty well.
The only challenge we ran into really was we had to reschedule a few times because I was sick 1 week and other stuff like that. But other than that, the group I was with was great. We all, you know, came together, used, you know, like Google Docs and stuff to share our ideas and whatnot, and it worked out great.
Well, luckily we our schedules worked out, so we were able to meet, and we all met. I think we did 3 weeks in a row on the same day, so it was perfect meeting time. I think the only challenge that we really faced was just having enough material to read and just knowing, like, what we wanted to say and things like that. Of course, we were nervous, but I think we worked it out, and we just, the layout rather than having a, like a word for word script really helped, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the benefits and the issues of podcasting from the teacher and student perspective. So the first bullet here is explain the benefits. So a benefit that we had, I don't know if this necessarily goes along with like the teacher and student perspective, but when we were using the voice memo app, we had a pause button. So that was kind of nice. We would talk about, like going back where we would talk about an article and then comment right after the person got finished talking with the article, we gave each other a sign, like a thumbs up. We would pause the podcast and then talk about like any comments that we had and brainstorm before we were just like put right on the spot. So it was kind of nice having that break. So I guess that might be beneficial.
What exactly was the question again?
Explaining the benefits of using podcasts from a teacher and student perspective.
Well, I guess from the teacher's perspective, you're getting students to talk about whatever it is you need them to talk about. So if it's a math class, they're talking about specific topics. If it's any other class, from the student perspective, I think it's good at replacing a traditional project.
Yeah.
The students don't actually have to sit and work on something for weeks alone and stuff. That lets them get together with people and talk about something productive and record it and turn it in, and it's a lot easier than doing other things, and a lot more times it'd be more productive than doing some other project.
Yeah, I was thinking that with the student perspective, they don't have to write a paper.
And, yeah.
Right. They could just make a 30-minute podcast and then they're good.
Yeah, because a lot of the times, I know, like when I go to write a paper, I can tell you all I wanted to write, but putting it on paper and making it sound good is a lot more difficult than just discussing.
You have a hard time showing emotion and like care with a paper.
And then when you're writing,
what you could do with a podcast.
Yeah,
when you're writing
a
paper, you're like by yourself. You know, there's nobody else to bring out those ideas and stuff when you talk to other people. Because like, even with the conversation we're having right now, all of us kind of blanked, but then when one of us started talking, we all kind of started bouncing off each other, and that's the cool thing about podcasts opposed to papers or single-person projects.
I think it leaves, like, area for creativity, so you're not just trying to, like, a test, you have just one specific question, and most of the time just one specific answer, but a podcast leaves room for creativity, so you can see, like, what all the student thinks and what all they're capable of.
Yeah.
And it, like, creates, like, a social interaction for kids who don't normally interact with, like, certain groups.
Yeah.
All right, so what about the issues, and how can they be addressed with planning?
Well, I think the issue that, you know, we all kind of had, we talked about, was, you know, finding time to meet up. Mm-hmm. If you're, you know, asking students in, like, a high school classroom or middle school classroom to do a podcast, you'd probably have to do that in the classroom because it'd be hard for them to find time outside. But another possible issue would come up with students who are kind of antisocial and don't want to actually talk. I mean, because I know I was always a kind of an antisocial person, but like once I've got to college, I've kind of grown out of that. But I didn't grow out of that until I was in college. So I know in high school, if they said, "We'll record this podcast and we're going to show it to everybody in the classroom," I would have panicked. So you may have some of that with students. Unless you introduce it at, like, a super young age.
Mm-hmm. Another issue could be if, like, students don't come together and plan, like, what they want to talk about, and they just try and do it right on the spot. They may butt heads on what they want to talk about, or you may only have one person talking rather than having the whole group work together and talk. So that could be something with planning. You can come out with a layout or a script or just kind of, like, bounce some ideas. Some kind of diagram, just so you know what you want to talk about and what you want to touch base on.
I guess resources would be another possible issue, because depending on how old these students are, they may not have a phone to record it on, or you know, any kind of microphone or laptop to edit with or whatever.
Yeah, you also got to look at the socioeconomic status, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Resources. Some schools don't have internet, or they don't have internet at home.
Yeah.
So how can they do any of this stuff? Like the podcast we want them to do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's so true. All right, so where do you think podcasting is useful in the classroom? And explain your answer.
I think in any classroom where there's anything objective, like in any, like if you're, I think it works better than like English classes or places like literature stuff, mm-hmm. I think podcasts work great. You know, everybody read this book and then make a podcast about it, as opposed to like my content area is math. I don't think that you'd have a very interesting podcast if it came down to talking about the quadratic formula or something, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But definitely classes like history classes and, you know, any class where you're reading books, mm-hmm. stuff like that, stuff that everybody can have an opinion on and kind of bring multiple sides to and stuff. I think that's mm-hmm. like one of the best places to, and you're really just getting the students to talk about it and thinking about it on a deeper level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we were thinking about like what kind of podcast we wanted to do, we actually considered doing like a game show, because one of the podcasts I listened to a while back, it was like they were talking about ethics questions and they were doing like a game show type thing. So I think that could be fun if like you needed to incorporate it into a math class or something that may be difficult to talk about. They could have some kind of game where they like have some math equations or something and you can just listen to how they come up with something like that.
That'd be cool, yeah. Definitely better than just discussing it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun. Just like talking about formulas or something.
I mean, I don't mind it, but I don't think anybody would enjoy listening, so.
All right. So the third topic now is reviewing the ISTE standards for educators and students. So the first question is, what educator standards do you think podcasting addresses and why?
You were talking about the designer earlier.
Yeah, I was looking at the designer because it makes teachers use technology to adapt and personalize their learning experiences, which a podcast does kind of personalize the learning experiences for students because it's not just straight paper and pencil or look at this PowerPoint. It's actually using the auditorial learning strategy.
I think it would also fall under facilitator because the teacher's not really directing it. They're just kind of giving them an outline of what they need to do, and they're just kind of working on their own. The teacher's facilitating that growth in the students rather than, you know, leading them step by step. It's more of a student-led kind of thing.
It could also be for an educator. They could be a learner themselves. If, like, say, a teacher isn't real familiar with certain like technology things, they can start integrating technology into the classroom, so they're learning and improving their practice by bringing in newer modern materials and tools that can benefit their students, and then students can then use this later as they grow older or just in the real world.
And if the teachers, you know, trying to get the students to make something that would be beneficial to others and posting it somewhere on the internet, you could put it under Citizen too, because they're doing more than just podcasting and turning it into the teacher. They're putting it out there for other people to listen to and become informed on a topic.
Another one I think it could fall under is the collaborator, because they have to collaborate mm-hmm. with the students for the podcast, because if you have no collaboration, it's not going to work out.
True.
That's what I was thinking too.
So, what student standards do you think podcasting addresses and why? So I think we talked about how the educator could become a digital citizen.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
and then I guess the innovative designer had fallen under that, because they're doing more than just talking. You know, it comes down to what apps they're using and what they're recording with and if they edit it, if they add music to it and all of that stuff. They're actually using the technology.
The student could be a creative communicator, so expressing themselves creatively, and they're leaving room, like I said, podcast leaves room for creativity. So that challenges them to express their thoughts rather than, like, what if a teacher never asked that question and they, I mean, are now able to express what they're feeling and their thoughts and things like that. But if a teacher never comes out and asks for that, then they're never going to see what they are capable of. Alrighty. So the fourth idea now is now that you have completed a podcast yourself, where might you have students podcast in your classroom? What kind of activities or projects that you do or will do lend themselves to podcasting in any way? So, okay, so we can break this down into content.
So, like I said earlier, my content area is math. And you brought up a great idea of making it more of a game than just a podcast of them discussing stuff. I like the idea of a podcast because it's a different way of getting the information that your students are learning. You know, if you say record this podcast, especially if you just kind of give it to them at the beginning of class and say record this, I want to hear it by the end of class, they don't have time to script everything. They just kind of have to go off the cuff and say what they already know, and it kind of gives you an idea of what they really know. But in a math classroom, I still feel like it would be difficult to do that productively, for sure. So I don't know with my content area how I would implement that, but yeah, we'll see.
In my content area, I'm a social studies. I think podcasting is very easy with social studies because you can have them discuss like a certain like aspect of, let's say, the Civil War. And they could go more in depth on that than just answering questions inside classroom. And with that topic, it's very easy to go off cup. And like, they don't really need, they could use a script, but they could also not. And it will help them understand the stuff better.
My area of content is art. And I think like in art history, that'd be really good to use a podcast where they can discuss like art movements and, like, say they talk about Fauvism or something, they can talk about the different textures and the styles that they see different artists are using to create that look for that movement. And I think it's a good way to get their opinions out.
For sure.
I think it'd be cool if, like, even for art and history, you could do, like, have the student pretend that they're, a figure from history or from art history, and then they can do a podcast, like, pretending to be that person.
That'd be cool. An interview with that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. So for me, I'm just going to talk about my blank space project that I did, because I did it for pre-K through 3, so it could be early childhood education students. But I talked about in my lesson, after they've completed, like, the video and things like that on Blend Space, they have an option to do 3 activities, and depending on where they need more work, they can choose that activity. But then at the very end of my lesson, I gave room, if they have time, you never know like how much time they would need to complete the actual lesson, but I talked about how I would like to hear what they learned. So I just assumed like the school that I would be working at would have some type of laptop or iPad, but they could go through on a recording voice app and just talk about like what they learned, if they had fun, and just, this is a way, I mean, little kids will say anything, so it's just kind of interesting to actually get to hear each individual, because having a group setting, it's difficult to hear everybody's thoughts and opinions. But so I think I would base it more individual and have them create a podcast or even a video just talking about what they learned, or if the activity that they completed, if it helped them build in one area and things like that.
And I guess that's everything?
Yep, we went through and talked about all the questions.
Awesome.
Alrighty. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.